I love you. And if I had sweet to give you, I would. Yeah, I got something sweeter than sweets, and it ain't near as fattening. I got the Word of God. Amen. We're going to give you some of that.
Amen.
First thing I want you to know is that God, He loves you. Amen. God loves you. He's got all these things well in control, and all we need to do is prepare and to trust Him.
Amen.
I got in trouble last week about talking about rest. All right? Just, our rest isn't like lazy sitting on the couch eating bonbons. Our resting is being prepared, trusting in God, regardless of what may appear. And all of that makes choices.
Right.
You know, you've got to choose to trust Him.
That's right.
You've got to choose to rest in Him.
Yes.
You've got to choose to follow Him.
Amen.
And there's God has laid in His Word thousands of places, and I only have a few hundred to talk about today, of making that choice. In choosing God, you will find peace and rest and love and comfort. You will find joy that's
Amen.
Way beyond understanding. In choosing your way, you ain't going to find none of that.
No.
You choose the world's way, you're going to find nothing that is good.
Right.
Nothing that's everlasting. Nothing that's concrete. Nothing that doesn't change.
Right. Yeah.
See, God's the same. And if you choose Him, you will be in Him the same. Unmovable.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Unmovable, regardless of the storm that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul wrote to the church of Corinth in chapter 10. I'm just going to do 23, and this Lord gave me this first thing this morning. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. All right, listen to what Paul's writing to the church there. Through Christ Jesus, you are able to do what you have a free will. All right, you have a free will in Christ. Now you can, and it's all lawful. Jesus paid for all of that, but not all of it is going to edify. Not all of it's going to build up. Not all of it's going to be profitable. You follow your own flesh. It might be pleasurable for a season, amen. But the end of it's going to be death.
That's right.
You can walk in sin and call yourself a Christian.
Yes.
You can do that. But the end of that is going to be death.
That's right.
Because the payment for sin is death.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about just your heart stop beating, your breath stop going. But I mean an eternal death, an eternal separation from God.
Amen.
That's why we need to make proper choices.
Yes.
In this day and time that we're living right now, what you choose is of utmost importance.
Amen.
We need to be sure of the things we choose are going to be things that edify and build up and strengthen the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because when the body of Christ is strong, we're able to reach out into the world and help those who have no help. Right? If we are His strong arm that He's reaching out for salvation, if that's what the church is supposed to do in these times, we need to make sure what we're choosing. Because
Amen.
I don't want to try to reach out and help somebody and not have the strength to pull them up.
That's right.
See, I can't pull them up in my own strength, although I'm able. It's lawful for me to do it, but it doesn't really work.
That's right.
Right? I mean, I can try it in my own will, my own strength, my own ideas, and try to make holy things work. I can try that. But it really doesn't produce what God wants it to produce. See, I need to be leaning into Him, into His strength, into His will, into His ways, not my own.
Mm-hmm.
See, the way that I can help you best is make sure that I choose God.
Amen.
I choose His ways.
Right.
It tells us, Moses wrote this from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. Amen? That's what we're going to look at today. We're going to set before you death and life. I pray that you're going to surrender all to Jesus Christ today. I pray that you're going to be looking, like the song says, are you going to trust and obey? Where are you going to follow wherever he leads? Are you going to leave it all? Are you going to surrender everything for Jesus? Because when you do, when you surrender this life and hold on to the life to come, the righteousness to come, you will find life if you lose your flesh today.
Amen.
If you choose him today, I promise you some things that will go way on past this moment. Amen. He says, choose life. I said before you, life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, thou, and thy seed, that thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice. First is obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, hold on to him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days. That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers. Now the Hebrews, the Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's talking about a physical land. But for the church, he gave us a spiritual land. He gave us a kingdom made without hands. He has promised us life everlasting and the Most High with him. He promised us a seat at the table of the King. Amen?
Blessing.
Now to get that, we got to let go of something. You've heard me say this before. I think it's a great analogy. You cannot swim for a long time with an anchor tied around your neck. You might be able to swim for a little while. We're going to call that anchor sin. We're going to call that anchor your flesh. We're going to call that anchor your will, your way, your thoughts. All right? And God is telling us here that we need to let go of this world that we can hold on to the world to come. We need to choose life over death. This world, this time, this thing that we're living in is full of death. It's full of sin. It's full of corruption. But God, amen? But God has a better way. But God has a better hope. But God has, we have a chance with the Lord Jesus Christ. And outside of him, there is no chance at all.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to make a choice every day. How many choices have you already made today?
Too many.
Are you coming to church or you ain't coming to church? Are you brushing your teeth or you ain't brushing your teeth? Are you putting on red clothes, black clothes, green clothes? What color are you painting your toenails? I don't know. You made choices all during the day. Already. You made choices last night and you still got 1,000 more choices to make today.
Yeah.
All of the things you can choose, you need to choose life above and beyond all of those other things.
Yeah.
You need to choose God's way above your way. You need to choose what the Bible says is truth. And that's a choice. I've laid before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Question is, do you want what was yesterday's manna, or do you want tomorrow's manna? Do you want the blessings that are to come, or do you want to hold on to the promises of yesteryear? The land, what he's talking about here to Isaac and to Jacob, and through Abraham, is indeed the land of Canaan. But the church, we have a better... We have a better kingdom to look forward to.
Amen.
I have a place that will never see sin that's promised to me. And I choose to go there. How do I choose to go there? By applying the Word of God in my life in a real personal way. I choose to obey. I choose to trust. Now that's a choice. You don't have to do that. But whatever you choose, there will be consequences.
Right.
You will reap whatever you have sowed. Alright? You will either reap to the flesh, and from the flesh you will reap corruption, or you will reap to the Spirit, and you will sow to the Spirit, and you will reap eternal life. The choice is yours.
Amen.
It is. God's not going to take that away from you. You have a free will. The question is what do you want? Everybody wants to go to heaven, right? Everybody want to go to heaven? Who's ready to die? Because you ain't going to get there in this flesh.
Right.
You're not going to get there in your will, in your ways, in the way that you think it ought to be. Because your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. He's far above us.
Bless him.
He's here to help us to understand that the choices that we make have eternal consequences. Choose you today who you're going to serve. Choose you today life over death. Set in your heart like Joshua set in his heart. As for me and my house, I'm serving God.
Amen.
That's my choice. I'm going to do that. What's that mean? Whatever it means, whatever God tells me, it means that's what I'm going to do. If it means that I need to live as a pauper and I don't have two coins to rub together in my pocket, praise God, I'm going to do that that I might gain heaven. If it means I need to die to the lust of my heart, if it means that I need to love God more than I love my mom, my dad, my brothers and sisters, that I can be His disciple, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
If it means I need to trust Him beyond what I can understand, that's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
When Jesus says, go, you don't say where. You start walking. Hey, Abraham, get up and get out of your father's house and I will bring you to a land I will show you. That's not a whole lot of map quest there. Okay? Get up, get away from your old life, and move into a new place that's full of adventure. The thing about adventure is you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
That's why they call it adventure. Right? God's saying is get away from who you think you are and come to understand who God is and enter into life.
Amen.
Right? Enter into real life. The way that I wrap my mind around stuff is probably different than the way y'all wrap around your minds. But what I saw in this, there were three things that he told us. He told us to obey the voice of the Lord. For me to choose His will over my will, I need to know what His will is.
Amen.
And that way God speaks. You know, the interesting thing about God speaking, when He spoke to His people, they knew it was God. Right? None of them said, I wonder who that is. You know, when Moses went to the burning bush, God said, take off your sandals, you're standing on holy ground. I am God. Right? He knew exactly who was talking to. And then God asked him to do some really hard stuff. Go back to where you murdered a man, and then stand before the king of the world. I don't know if I want to do that, God. I can't speak. He started making excuses. How many of us make excuses when God tells us to do something hard?
Right?
It's hard, God. I can't do it. I can't speak. I can't walk. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I got too much. I think in America that's a problem that we have. I'd love to do what you told me to do, but I have too many things. So I can't lose my things and follow you. God says, give me all that you have and I'll give you something of real wealth.
Amen.
Give me what you got. Lay it at the altar. Don't worry about the things of this world because I got something better for you.
Amen.
See, often in my mind, I think I got the best stuff. Heck, too, I think my stuff's better than any of y'all's stuff. You know, how do I know? Because I spent money on my stuff. I didn't spend no money on your stuff. So it's valuable to me. But God says, I have something better than you can imagine. Do you trust me enough to let go of your stuff that you can have real wealth?
Bless God.
God has things for you. But He can't give us that real life until we let go of this life.
That's right.
We've got to trust and obey. We've got to surrender all. Amen. Those songs were picked out on purpose so I could go back to them all through the sermon. Okay? That idea, wherever He leads, I will go. So God tells you, you've got to leave a warm spot to come to a cold spot. I did not realize how cold it was when I moved up here. So anyhow, I came in the spring. You know. But anyhow, I had to let go of this to gain that. Or I had to let go of that to gain this. Said it backwards. I could not go with God and stay where I was. Not that God wouldn't bless me and not that He wouldn't love me there, but the call of God in my life was here.
Amen.
That means I had to let go of that there.
Yeah.
I could not continue to install floors full time and preach the gospel. I tried it. There's just not enough hours in the day for the study it takes to properly prepare sermons. I could not do full time labor and full time pastoring. And God gave me a choice several years ago. He says, listen, son, you can do one or the other. I will love you either way. But if you want to do the world stuff, you are going to labor. You're going to hurt yourself. Your body's going to wear out. All right? You'll make money. Amen. You'll have more money than you can spend. Don't worry about it. I got you. But if you let go of that stuff, I will bless you in ways you cannot understand.
Praise.
I mean, you may not get big paychecks, and that's fine. And big paychecks used to be my gig. And I used to, and that's what I did. I worked for Friday, right, to get the money. But when I let go of that life, when I let go of that stuff, God gave me something more valuable than all the stuff of this world. He blessed me in ways that is incomprehensible. Yeah, I may not have a lot of things anymore, but the things that I have are worth something now. That's what God wants us to do. That's what He's saying here, if we obey the voice of God. So when God says, hey, I want you to get up and do something difficult, something that you really cannot do in and of yourself. Interesting truth about God, He never calls you to do something you can do. You know that?
Right.
You know? Because if you can do it, He won't give the glory. He always calls you to come out of your comfort zone and to do something outside of what you think you can do.
Amen.
See, you show me a wrinkle in your rug, I can take care of that. I don't really need God for that. I can do it. Preach a sermon. I can't do this. Many of you can say amen to that. But God.
Bless Him.
Yeah. Obeying His voice, following Him in the fullness of your heart. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right? He is. Who needs to find your way? Look to Jesus. Amen?
That's right.
Who needs to find some truth? Look to CNN. No. You can't go there. You got to look to Jesus.
Amen.
You got to look to the way, the truth. Who here needs a little better life? Look to Jesus.
Amen.
He is truth. He is the way. He is the life. And no man's going to enter into the fullness of God without Him. You've got to go through Him to get to God. You've got to go through Him to have salvation. You've got to go through Him to have peace. You've got to go through Him to have love. You can't even begin to comprehend what sacrifice is until you come to Jesus and His sacrifice for you. When you come to the throne room of God, the foot of the cross, and you give it all there, then God will refill whatever you pour out. Whatever it is. Do you really want to obey the voice of God? This obedience is huge. Because again, you've got a choice. Your obedience isn't going to make God love you more. You know what obedience will do? Build your faith in who God is.
Amen.
Because God never asks you to do the simple thing. He always asks you to do the hard thing. Abraham, take thy son, thy only son, the son whom thou lovest. Bring him up to the mountain of Ararat. Bring him up to the mountain of Canaan. Let me bring him up to the mountain and slay him there. Kill him there. That's a hard thing. Do you really love God that much? Bring your thing. And it may, God isn't asking us to sacrifice our children.
No.
But He is asking you to sacrifice you.
That's right.
Bring you to the altar of God.
Amen.
Bring your will to the altar of God. Bring your heart's desire to the altar of God. Slay it there.
That's it.
Right? Allow Him to fill you. Let Him take what you're worried about. Amen? Hallelujah. Let Him take your stuff and give you something that's really worth something.
It's a wonderful life.
Amen. It's wonderful.
Just living God and trusting whatever happens.
Just trusting. You've got to choose Him. That obedience to His voice.
I love it.
That leaning into His way and not your own. That obedience. Making this choice for Christ is indeed the first step.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't get to the rest. You can't get to any of those promises of God until you first trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You've got to surrender your will to His.
Yeah.
And when you do, it'll be like John we talked about today. And John saw the door in heaven open. When you really trust Jesus Christ, when you really surrender to Him, He opens up an avenue that you may never have seen. You could have never seen it without Him. But He opens up your understanding. He opens up your heart. He opens up who you are. And He fills you with hope, with faith, with confidence, with love. He fills you with those things. But you've got to want it bad enough to choose it. He loves you, and he's calling you right now. And you're already, you say, I'm already born again. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
What are you holding on to? God asked you to be his witness in this world. How many people did you witness to this past week? How many people did you love in the middle of their mess? Okay, on the other side of that, how many people did you curse? Doggone them politicians. Right? Doggone the news. Curse this, curse that, curse the other. My neighbor's doing this. Curse the snow and the cold. All right? God didn't tell us to do that.
No.
He said, trust me.
Amen.
Trust me. The government's going to do, the world's going to do what the world's going to do. I can't stop that. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to obey God.
Amen.
I'm going to walk in God's will, not my own will. I'm not going to worry about these things of the earth.
Amen.
Jesus told us in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, enter in at the straight gate. This is a choice. Amen? Who's got to enter in? You do. So that means if you've got to enter in the straight gate, that means there must be another gate. Right? There's Watergate. There's Obama gate. There's this gate. There's that gate. There's all kinds of gates. Jesus said that there's a straight gate that you need to choose to enter into. You need to get out of who you are and come into who he is. Understanding that straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Two gates. You can go to the right or you can go to the left. There's one gate, there's one way that's a little bit difficult. It's not going to be easy for you. It's that narrow path. See, I said this morning. I've said it 100 times here. Two old rock and roll songs. Okay? There's a stairway to heaven, but there's a highway to hell.
Right.
All right? That straight, narrow gate, that little thin line that you've got to go through, is through Jesus Christ. It's a very narrow way. Jesus,
amen.
Christianity is a narrow mindset. There is one way. You can't get there through some other way. If you try to get there by some other teaching, by some other doctrine, you're going in by a thief. Jesus says, I am the gate. You've got to enter in and go out by me. If you come in some other way, you are a liar. You're a thief. You're breaking and entering.
That's right.
You can be moral and still go to hell. There's a lot of moral people. Hell is full of good people. I was a good guy. Well, you didn't ever trust Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how. So as good as you get, it's still like filthy rags. There's nothing in you that's good.
Amen. That's right.
So trust to Christ. I need his righteousness to get me in. He's the way. He's the life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the truth. Anything else outside of that is not what God wants us to do. That's not the way he's asked us to. See, they're enter in the straight gate, that narrow straight gate. Wide is the great and is the way that leads to destruction. Many go in. Because, verse 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Only a few folks. You know why only a few folks find it? Because that straight gate costs you something.
That's right.
That straight gate costs you your will. That straight gate costs you your way. If you really want to get to heaven, if you want to really enter into the fullness of God, you've got to enter in through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And obey his voice, not your voice.
Amen.
You've got to obey what the Bible says, not what you think.
Yep.
Because what you think can be way outside of what God says is true. We often get caught up into that. Well, I believe this, or I believe that. Well, if it's not in the Bible, don't believe it.
Right.
Plain and simple. You've got to be as square as the Bible. God said, this is the way to get there. There's a broad way that a lot of people will follow. They'll follow Dr. Seuss. They'll follow this person, that person, the Dalai Lama, the Buddha. They'll follow all kinds of different ways. They'll follow their own heart. I think that's the biggest one in America right now. Follow your own heart.
Yeah.
Now, you follow your own heart, you're going to end up in hell.
That's right.
Amen. There's no shortcuts. There's no way around it. Has anyone here ever heard or read The Pilgrim's Progress? Read that book. Listen to it. They have it on the what's that box? It's entire net. It's on. It's you can have folks read it to you.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Okay. You can listen to it on YouTube. I have it on audio book. You know. So I every once in a while, once or twice a year, I listen to it. And man, that is such a good read. Listen, a really long read. It's a good listen. It's about 3 hours. Sit down, listen to it from one side to the other. But in those 3 hours, you're going to see the pathway of righteousness. You're going to see the pathway, and you're going to see how the devil comes in and tries to steer you off of that narrow path. The prophet tells the pilgrim, he says, listen, stay on the narrow way and look for the city. Look for the celestial city. Look for that place. And have your eyes always focused on that. Don't get off the path.
Amen.
Every time he gets off the path, he ends up in trouble.
Right.
Swamp of despair. Oh, man, what a horrible place to be. Mm-hmm. Anyhow. Back in Matthew there, he says, enter into that straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many go in. Many go in. I think of the people who trust what they see.
Yeah.
This world system, and they believe that. They think that the, all that there is the right here and now. Mm-hmm. But this is nothing. The Bible says your life is but a vapor.
That's right.
You're here as Kansas City, or Kansas would say, you're just dust in the wind. Again, to know where my mind goes from time to time. We need to make our lives straight with God.
Amen.
And it's a choice. You've got to make that happen. God gave you the way, but you've got to choose the way of God. Because if you don't choose the way of God, you're going to go the way of your flesh, the way of your life, the way that you think things ought to go. And when you go that way, it's going to lead to destruction. Jesus said so.
Amen.
Right? Jesus said so. Again, in Joshua, and this is what I referred to earlier, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7 says, be thou strong and very courageous. All right? To walk in that narrow way, you've got to be brave.
Yes.
Cowards can't go down this road. Because it's going to cost you everything. But the payments are outside of the payments outside of this world. The reward is better.
Amen.
He says, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law of which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. All right? So you've got to choose the right hand or the left, or the straight. He says, listen, do whatever the law told you to do. The Ten Commandments, obey them as best you can. And if you can't obey the Ten Commandments, there's two that you're supposed to. Love the Lord your God with all that you are. Worship Him and Him alone. And then love your neighbor like you love yourself. I love me. You know what that means? That means I got to love you too. And what that really means is I got to love you more than I love me.
Yeah, amen.
That means when you're in the need, I got to meet that need. And that is showing Christ to you. When my neighbor is hurting, it's my duty. If I know about it and God brings it to me, it's my job, my duty to love that person, to tend to that person. Jesus told that parable, right, about the merchant that had, was going and he got knocked over by some bandits. Mm-hmm. Two religious fellows come.
Oh, yeah.
So religious. Oh, look at that Samaritan owner. He's so dirty. I'm not going to help him walk around. Nice, nice. He's just a merchant. The Samaritan comes and he sees him and he takes and he puts that merchant on his donkey. And he brings him to a place and he provides medicine. He provides help. He pays for the room and the board. And he says, if there's anything else that he needs, when I come back this way, I'll take care of that too. That is true Christianity.
Right.
That's what it means to go that narrow way. That's what it means to pour out what God has given to you. That's what the truth is. To love people in the middle of their hurt.
Amen.
To pour your life onto them. Don't be religious and walk around. That person's not worth it. Well, guess what? You're not worth it. And Jesus died on the cross for you.
Amen.
Choosing to do what God has called us to do. Be strong, be courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law, which Moses, and we know what those were, love the Lord your God, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus said, if you do these two, you fulfill the wholeness of the law. So in that, turn not from the right, and as you're loving the Lord and as you're loving your neighbor, don't turn to either side. Don't go to the right side of it, don't go to the left. Stay in that narrow way. Stay in that little narrow lane that's your lane, that's that God has called you to. You stay in that lane.
Amen.
You do what God called you to. See, my calling is not your calling, and your calling is not my calling.
Right.
But our calling as the body of the Christ is the same. To love people and to love God.
Amen.
That's what the call of the church is supposed to do. To meet people where they're at in the middle of their distress and show compassion. Be the hands and the feet of God. Choose to do those things.
Amen.
Or the right hand, that thou mayest prosper. Who here wants to prosper? I do. I want to prosper. I really do. I don't want to be nothing. I want to be whatever God wants me to be.
Amen.
Now, in the eyes of the world, it may look like it's nothing. But in the eyes of God, it looks like it's everything.
Amen.
I want the real prospering. I want the fullness of God, the holiness of God in my life. And that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. That's a choice. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, observe, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Look at the choices that he laid out here. Trust God or trust yourself. That's really what, that's all this ever boils down to. Either you're going to walk in his way or you're going to walk in your way. I like to put it this way. I'm going to walk in Yahweh. Amen. I'm going to walk in God's way, in the righteousness of the Lord. I want to walk in His life that He may prosper me. God's rewards are better than this world's rewards.
That's right.
See, we may think that the prospering is about wealth and things of this world. That, I don't think that that's what he's talking about. I really don't. I think the real thing that prospers is the holiness of God, the righteousness of God. When I meditate on the law of God day and night. Wow, does that mean I don't meditate on Twitter day and night? Yeah, that's what it means. Does it mean that I don't meditate on Fox News day and night? Yeah, that's what it means. It means I'm going to take all of my concerns, all of my worries, all of the things that would so easily beset me, I'm going to put them off and I'm going to put on the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to stop listening to all the other noise out there and I'm going to meditate on what God says.
Amen.
You know why? That's a choice. And when I choose to meditate on what God says to do, guess what? I'm going to prosper.
That's right.
I'm going to prosper in everything I do. Everything that I lay my hands to, if I've been doing it God's way, it's going to work. Do I want a better marriage? Do it God's way. It's going to work. Do I want a stronger family? Do it God's way. It's going to work. Do I want to raise my children in the love and the admonition of God? Do it His way. Bring up your children in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. Not in the way you think they ought to go, the way that they're already bent to go. You know that we often get that all mixed up in our mind. You know, we say, well, I'm gonna beat my kid over the head with the Bible until they get it in them. That's not what that scripture said. Raise up your children, and this is the way that God says do it. You find out what that children's bend is, the way that they're built. You find out what that is, and you bring them up that way, again, showing God's love in it. God made you a carpenter. Oh, look at how well you straightened that nail. And you drove that nail all the way down 2 hits. Whap, bam! Boy, you socked it in. Praise God. Look at the power in that hammer that God gave you. Look at how well you can cut that board. Look at how well you can stand behind the computer for 18 hours a day and type those thingies. I had to put that in. Because not everybody's a carpenter. Some folks are computer guys, right? And your child may have a bend in that. He's got that mindset. So you find out how you can glorify God in the way that He's made. That's doing things God's way, and that child will prosper that way.
Amen.
Bring him up in the way that God has already put it in him. Train him that way. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. Amen. Freely giving yourself for her. Hey, think about that, guys. Instead of whining and complaining about how horrible your wife is, she may be, all right? But love her that way anyhow. Right? You just love them that way. God made them that way, all messed up and moody. But that's okay. Love them anyway. She said, I know you're not moody. You're Ishmael. She's just perfect. I tell you what. Look, do things God's way. Choose God's way. If you want to have better finances, do it God's way. If you want God really to bless your farm, pray for your seeds before you put them in the ground. All right? You want God to bless your chickens? Pray over your chickens. Pray over your children. Pray over your life. You want a job? Pray your job. Pray that you would be the Christian in your job, regardless of what that job is. Meditate on what God wants you to do there. Don't steal from your boss. These are simple things. But it's all about choices. I choose to work and honor God with everything I do.
Amen.
And God prospers you in that. I want to be prospered by God. I don't need the prospering of the world.
No.
I want to be held in high regard by God.
Amen.
And the way I do that, the way that you do that, it says meditate on the law and don't stray from it.
Right.
Do what God says. Choose to live holy.
Amen.
Here's great thought. Do you want to live your life and not rot your liver? Don't be a drunkard. All right? I'm not saying don't have a glass of wine with your meal, but don't drink for a living. You will kill yourself. Right? You want to have good lungs? Don't smoke. Right? And those things that you want to have good financial success. Take 10% and give it to God first. God, try me in this, God says. Listen, that's a great thing. You want to be prosperous? You want to learn how to raise your kid, raise your family, live the life that's honorable before God? Choose His way.
That's right.
Choose His way. Now, it may seem like a strange thing. How can I take 100% of what God gave me, give 10 or 20% or 30% away, right, and still have what I need? Well, God's math is great that way. It really is. When you give it to God, He gives you more back than what you can contain. Test me in this and see if I will not open the storehouses of heaven and pour a blessing on you. Now, He's talking about giving a tithe, right? Well, even outside of the tithe, just living your life holy. Right? Living your life holy. You want to find success and being prosperous in your job regardless of what that occupation is. You want that? Do it God's way.
Amen.
Right? Do it God's way. Don't steal from your boss. Don't lie to your boss. Be honest. Be early. Have you ever thought of that, being early to work?
I said, I'm never early to work. You've got to wait for me, boy.
Which is not true. I know him. He's a dog. He's a work dog. He's a good one. Anyhow, whatever you do, do it to God's glory. Whatever that is. You want to prosper, do it to God's glory.
Amen.
Do it His way, not your way. Be prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid. Neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest, or wheresoever thou goest. No matter what you do, when you do it God's way, God is with you.
That's right.
Okay, the other shoe is this. No matter what you do, if you do it your way, God's not with you.
Amen.
All right? It's a choice. You got to choose you today, your choice. Anyone who truly chooses God and His living Word, His living way, which is Christ the Son, you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? If you do it God's way, you're going to have a special anointing from God.
Yes.
Who wants that? I do. I want it bad enough to get rid of anything that holds me back.
Amen.
Point two, cleaving. Right? And that place in Deuteronomy where we first read, second point of that was to cleave. To cleave unto Him. That's verse 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 30. Cleave unto Him. Holding on to Jesus Christ. Holding on to the Word of God completely, fully, with all that you have.
Amen.
Have you tried that? Have you cleaved unto the Lord? Holding on to the truth of His righteousness, the truth of His love. I tell you what, if you just learn how to cleave, hold on to the hem of His garment, He will fill you.
Amen.
He will fill you. He will meet you in the middle of your need, and He will give you more than enough. He has more than enough for you. Yes. Just hold on to Him. John chapter 6 and verse 43 reads this way. Well, I got that down. Anyhow. I wrote the wrong verse. Sorry about that. Anyhow, Jesus taught that He was the bread that had come down from heaven. Right? And people must eat of His flesh. Okay, I know where I'm going here with this. People have got to choose even the hard things. When God teaches you something hard, you still got to hold on to the truth of what He did. He had just been teaching in His hometown, and He went, and then He said, listen, I am the bread of life. If you want the fullness of Me, then you've got to consume Me. You've got to eat Me. I'm the blood of the new covenant. If you want this, you've got to take it. But it's your choice. You can take it or you can't, or you don't take it. Some of His disciples that were following Him said, this is a hard saying. How can anyone bear it? And they left Him. That was their choice. Then Peter said, well, Jesus asked them, hey, are you going to leave Me too? And He says, but you have the words of life. Where can we go? Right? Where can we go? The realness of God is with you. The truth of God is with you. Where else can we go? Is it a hard saying that, yeah, you are the bread that came down from... That's a hard saying, Jesus. I don't understand it. But I choose You. I choose to believe You because wherever You go, that's where life is.
Amen.
I choose to believe You even though I don't understand everything. I believe the Word of God because that's where I'm going to prosper. That's where I'm going to live. That's where I'm going to grow. Because You are the Word of life. You have it.
Amen.
Which brings us into that thought of abiding. Do you really want God? If you really want God, you've got to choose to stick it out.
That's right.
You can't leave when you get your little feelings hurt. Amen?
Oh, you hurt my feelings. I'm going to leave.
I can't tell you how many people have wrote us letters or left the church and said, brother, I love you so much, we're leaving. Dude, that's a funny way to show you that you love me. I love you. You're such a great... Oh, we love you so much. See ya. I'm waving goodbye and walking out. Wait a second. That's not love. Love sticks it out. Love holds on.
Right. Amen.
It's not... And believe me, if I haven't hurt your feelings yet, it's coming. Right? I'm an equal opportunity insulter. It's going to happen sooner or later. But it's not for your hurt. It's for your better. I want to build you up.
Amen. Amen.
God wants to build you up. See, to really experience the fullness of God in your life, you've got to hang it out. You've got
That's
to live
right.
through it. You've got to be willing to be pruned. John 15.
Amen.
Jesus talks about, I'm the vine, you're the branches.
Amen.
My Father is the husbandman. And anybody who's not, he trims that you might make more fruit. Mm-hmm. That trimming isn't pleasant. Anybody ever prune anything? You prune your tomato plants, prune your pear trees, your apple trees. Whatever you're growing, if you want it to produce more, you cut the dead stuff off.
Amen.
How many got something that's dead in your life that needs to be cut off? Right? I got some dead stuff. I got to be willing to stand under the knife of God.
That's right.
I've got to choose His will above my will. God says, this has got to die. If you're really going to live with me in the fullness of life,
amen,
this thing in you has got to die.
Amen.
Then you got to be willing to kill it.
Right.
Because you got a free will. He's not going to make you do it. But if you hold on to that dead stuff at the end of time, you'll wither and God will cast you out as a branch and He will burn you with a fire. At the end of John 15. And I can go through and read it, but I've already extended my time. That abiding is choosing. I choose to abide in Christ.
Amen.
Why? Because there's a reward there.
Yes.
There's a unity there. And I want God. I want the fruit of the Spirit. I want the fullness of God. And I can't get that without abiding.
That's right.
I can't be everything God wants me to be without being involved in the body of believers.
Amen.
You know that? Mm-hmm. There are no Rambo Christians.
No.
You know, I'm going into the jungle on my own.
I'm going to fight them. I can do it. All I need is me and my Bible. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to fight them all.
Wait a second. No. The enemy, the devil, he runs like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Who's the ones that he's going to devour? The people on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. The ones that aren't really close.
Right.
The ones that are not abiding.
Right.
The ones that are just kind of, well, I'll come when it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I'll only serve when I can feel the reward. Mm. Right? See, if you're that person, if that's the Christianity you have, you are ripe for the picking for the enemy.
Right.
He's looking for the lambs on the outside. He's looking for the ones that are just saved enough to be tasty. Right? Oh, that's a Christian. He's tasty. I'm going to pick him off and eat him. That's what the lion says. But if you're involved, if you're in the pack, if you're really choosing God, if you're really involved in the body of Christ, if you're adding to and not taking from, guess what? You have a protection. Everything you'll do will prosper.
Yeah.
Everything you'll do will prosper.
Amen.
That is a great thing. But I've got to choose to walk with God. Now, we've got to get the understanding of what real prospering is. Really prospering is bearing fruit in the kingdom, not bearing fruit here.
Amen.
I'm just going to trust God. Right? I've got to trust God with all these things. I may never see it on this plane, on this earth. I may never see any of it. But when I get to heaven, everything's going to be made clear.
Amen.
And so I'm going to make sure whatever I need to do, I'm going to abide in Jesus Christ. I'm going to choose the Word of God over the ways of the world. I'm going to trust the sovereignty of God.
That's it.
Over the fears of this earth.
Yeah.
And that's your choice. You can choose that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do choose that, what a reward.
Amen.
All of a sudden, I'm carefree.
Yeah.
I don't have a worry at all.
No.
Why? Because I know God and all things work together for good.
I love it.
To those who love Him and are called for His purpose.
Yeah.
Now, choice. Do you love Him? Amen. I hope that I see a lot of His now. Now, examine what we just talked about with your life. Is what you say you believe real to you? Right? Is it real? Do I really serve God? Am I doing what God has called me to do in the body? Do you know that God didn't call any of us to sit on a pew?
Oh, you are anointed as pew sitter number one.
No! He brought us in with special gifts. Right? He has us together as a body of Christ that we can work in unity with
Amen.
The Holy Spirit
Amen.
To accomplish God's will on this earth.
Amen.
But you've got to choose to do what He's called you to do.
That's right.
Nobody's going
to
force you.
We need
you.
To be made humble.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when he makes us humble and embarrasses us,
yeah.
Then you let it just roll away and say it's Romans 8:28.
Amen. Romans 8. There you go.
I got this puppy. I said, Lord, I prayed about this puppy, and you gave me this puppy, a rambunctious little devil. God has a reason. I'm
yes,
getting
he
better
does.
When I get this dog gets trained.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come out better.
He's going to be, and plus that's going to be a good puppy.
Endurance.
That's
going to
be a fine dog. Amen. I love
endurance.
So much.
I'm going to get more endurance.
And he allowed you to have, like you said, he could have gave you a poodle that just sat, you know, but no, he gave you a sock chewer. That abiding in Christ, again. Remember, the thief comes but to steal and to kill and destroy. All right? Now, if you choose to walk with him, guess what you're going to get? Dead and destroyed. All right? You choose to walk in your own flesh, not the righteousness of God. You will reap what you've sown.
That's right.
And let me ask you this. Are you uncomfortable with the season that you're in? Well, then change your seed back. Right? If you're tired of the crop that you're receiving right now, chances are back there somewhere you put in the wrong seed. Or you put the seed of your flesh in. And there comes a time that that seed's going to grow and it's going to produce a crop. All right? Now just get that crop off. Plant a new garden with the right seed.
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus talked about the seed living within itself, but if the seed dies, it will grow a crop. It will grow whatever's in it. If it's corn, it will grow corn. If it's wheat, it will grow wheat. If you're in Christ, guess what you're going to grow? Christians. You're going to grow Christians. You're going to grow people who know God.
Amen.
And that's what we're called to do. And to help the church grow. When the thief, he comes, he lies, he steals, he changes you. Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life. All right? And that they might have it, life, more abundantly. You want some more life? Do you really want more of what God wants for you? You've got to choose him.
That's right.
You've got to make a choice. To walk with him, to be holy before him, to be humble before him.
Amen.
He is supposed to be your life. That's the third point. And I'll close once we get to the end of this. Hope nobody's got beans on. Christ is your life. When you choose Jesus, you will find he chose you before the foundation of the world. Do you know that?
Sure.
When you choose Jesus, and you think that you did it, and you choose it. Oh, Lord God, I choose you. I love you. I want to be born again. And you'll find out that he had your name written down long before you were ever born.
That's right.
Amen. That God had you before he had him,
Amen.
Before you had him. And he knew when you were going to come. Oh, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Again, a choice. That's a Corinthians. Corinthians. Isn't it Corinthians? No.
Colossians.
I get all of those. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. Thank you, my brother. C-O-L-O-S. Yeah. And so that's chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
Amen? Hold on to those things, right? This is all about choices. Did you see the choices that he laid out for the church, for us? If you are born again, if you are risen with Christ, seek those things that are in God.
Amen.
What are we seeking? In this world, are we seeking what the president's going to do? Are we seeking about what the old president's going to do? Are we seeking about what Russia's going to do, what China's going to do, what the economy is going to do? Are we seeking the things that doesn't really matter?
Right.
And we're getting ulcers, we're not sleeping good at night, we're worried about things. What's the flu going to do? What's the COVID going to do? What's the shots going to do? What's this going to do? What's that going to do? Who cares?
Amen.
I have a throne in heaven in Christ Jesus with the Father. It doesn't matter. praise God for that. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him. He's where Christ is. He sitteth on the right hand of God, the right hand of Father. And if He loves you, and He says He does, and I believe He does, is it going to work out? Is it going to be okay? If Cuomo is elected 75,000 more times, right? And we go into full-fledged socialism, communism, and we stand in red lines. Is
praise
that okay?
God.
They come and they take away your guns.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise God. It is well with my soul. You know why? I have a promise from God.
Yeah.
I'm going to seek those things, not these things. You know, when you die, you ain't bringing your pistol anyhow. You ever think about that? I got a concealed carry. I got a concealed carry there, Peter.
Yeah.
Open up. You don't care. I said, Peter, you know, because it's Peter at the Golden Gate, right? That kind of thing. Amen. So paranoid. God is well able to handle these things.
Amen.
Trust Him.
Yeah.
Lean in Him. Choose Him. For you are supposed to be dead. Verse 3, ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Woohoo! Amen. I got a promise from God. When He comes, guess where I'm going to be? In Him. Amen. And He says, mortify. You know what mortify means? Kill. Kill. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, incarnate affections, evil, some big old consensus, affections, evil, a lot of big words there. Kill that stuff. Kill that stuff. Mortify it. Choose God over the lust of this life.
Yeah.
And when you choose Him, you will find yourself on that day in Him.
Amen.
And that makes it okay. That means I don't have to lose sleep about all this garbage going on. I don't have to worry about that stuff. Why? Because God has it. He's absolutely in control. I trust Him. I choose Him. Let me ask you, who are you going to choose today? This next week. And I guarantee you that more than the snowstorm that's supposed to come on Monday and Tuesday, there's going to be some turmoil stirred up in your heart and in your life. Who are you going to choose? You're going to have lots of choices this week. Do I need to watch MASH one more time? Or can I spend some time with Jesus? As the stomach churns, or one of those soap operas. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose yourself, your hatred, your life, and miss the life that God has for you? So I'm just laying it out one more time. I'm laying before you life and death.
Amen.
Choices. I'm praying that you'll choose life. I'm praying that you're going to choose Christ.
Trust and obey.
Oh, amen.
I surrender all.
Yeah.
Wherever He leads.
Amen.
And your soul will be still.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's calm waters in the midst
amen.
Of the, dis-
right.
the
right.
disturbing
right.
things of this earth. But you got to choose to be calm.
Yep.
You got to, amen. He's right here. These songs my wife picked out. She didn't know what I was preaching today, but she picked those out.
But the Holy Spirit picked them
yeah.
out.
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah, the Holy Spirit for exactly. You look at that. Are you willing to trust and obey?
Yes.
Are you willing to surrender all? These are choices you got to make. Oh, if you do make them, I can promise you life and that more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You.
Thank
You. Lord God, we love You. I pray that You would make Your face shine
yes.
on us, Father, through this week.
Yes.
Encourage us in the midst of all the turmoil that's going on
yes.
to block out the noise and to hold and meditate on the truth of Your Word. Father, we thank You for that.
Thank You.
I pray that You would put people in our path that need to hear about You.
Yes.
Father, help them to see the calmness in our hearts that we can give a reason for that because of You. Lord, we ask those things. We ask that You would move mighty in and through the body of Christ.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.